This episode of Trophy Horrors is brought to you in part by Play31.net. Play31.net offers single tables, speed, sit and go tournaments, and regularly scheduled multi-table freeze-out tournaments with hundreds of players. Make sure to use code 1212 when registering. That's Play31.net.
Alex.
What?
Give us a countdown in the top five reasons why we kicked that loot's ass.
Because we're simply better, we're more dedicated, we're better at video games, we have Donnie, Yield brings the awesome, Tricky, I mean, he's just like a warrior out there for the trophy whores, and, you know, I'm getting platinums like dollar bills, y'all, so I think that's like 20. So, let go.
Put the trophies up, it's another episode. I told you long time ago, we about to explode. The city, with something mean, it's supposed to be. You believe, but I told that be so awesome, and that Donnie be amazing. But enough about me, yes, we all played the ball to make it this far. But honestly, when it wasn't for the fans, it would've been canned a long time ago. Bio, born on SG, grew up on CDP. Any mood, I didn't got it wrong, we call it PG. Ready M, I don't blame much for the violence in your household. Behold,
trophy hole.
That's right, my whores. We are the champions. Welcome, everybody. This is episode 251. I am your host, Tricky Mick. Alongside with me, I yield to no one.
It feels great to be a champion.
Also with us, Alex.
More importantly, it feels great not to be a loser.
And Donnie.
What up, dope people? And we're back, episode 251, still in season one.
Are we ever going to move out of season one, Donnie?
Look, we're going to be the longest running show in history to stay on season one with the most episodes ever.
There's going to be like 20 discs to our release, our DVD release.
Yes, and it's going to be season one continues.
we're going to take a mid-season break and then come back.
Mid-season break and then come back. Then it's going to still be, we're going to have like at least three or four mid-season breaks.
All right. Before we actually get into our show and give you everything, let's give you an update on the now-finished Trophy War. As you can probably tell with the opening, we are the winners.
We just didn't win. It was a clean sweep. I got out my broom.
We do have to give the Loot Crew some credit. In the war, the final trophies earned for the Loot is they earned 1,968 trophies.
Mostly in Telltale games and sound chips.
And the whores got a total of 2,038 trophies.
Mostly in individual games only played once.
For an individual lead of 70 trophies. So we beat that category by 70 trophies. Which, in the grand scope of things, you know, when you're looking at thousands of trophies, 70 was really not that many.
That's like one game. One and a half games.
Yeah. So that was fairly close. What was not close was the plat count.
Ooh! Bring it, bling, bling!
The Loot Crew in the month, as a total, got 37 platinums.
Which is still pretty damn good. We're very good.
But it wasn't as good as us, who got 43 platinums.
Wait, how many?
43.
Oh, okay. That's a lot more than what they got.
Individually, for the plat count, Daryl got 13 platinums, Frosty got 7, B-Button got 2, T-Bird got 7, and Game Squad got 8.
You know, for somebody who talks so much shit, B-Button really kind of dropped the ball there with 2.
Now, with Frosty, T-Bird, and Game Squad, I have to say that's impressive because they all started with one platinum at the beginning of the month, and they all ended with at least seven more, squad getting eight more. So they went out of their way to get platinums. Dell himself ended the month with 28 platinums, starting at 15. So he gained 13 over the month.
He got 5 in 1 week.
Yeah, he actually did get 5 in 1 week.
Telltale, 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 and telltale. I can do that too.
Well, I'm kind of guilty of the telltale myself, but...
You know what? Hey, I played Telltale games, but I played The Wolf. I did play Walking Dead. I'm guilty of that. I played Walking Dead once, but I also played The Wolf Among Us.
But you played it once.
I played Wolf Among Us and Tales from the Borderlands, which I had never played before, and I actually enjoyed them both better than The Walking Dead. The Walking Dead, I went back. I'm actually glad I went back and played it because I didn't realize how fucking horribly sad that game is. Like, it is awful. It just makes me feel terrible by the end. While Tales from the Borderlands is funny and it makes me feel
Tales
good.
Tales from the Borderlands is the best Telltale game by far.
It is. It is. Yes. And Wolf Among Us is better than The Walking Dead. The Walking Dead is just tragic.
Yes. Wolf Among Us is the second best one. Tales from the Borderlands. I want a sequel. Here's my money. Be quiet, Donnie.
You guys are telling lies, though.
For the month, I started out with 48 platinums, ending with a total of 62 platinums for a gain of 14 platinums. Alex started the month with 65 platinums and ended the month with 76 for a total of 11 platinums. Yield started the month with 45 platinums and ended the month with 56, with so a total of 11 platinums. Donnie started the month with 77 platinums and ended the month with 81 for a gain of 4 platinums. And Lucia started the month with 21 platinums, ended the month with 24 for a gain of 3 platinums.
You know, Donnie's really close to that Metal Gear Solid 5 platinum, so expect that to be 82 real soon.
Now, the other category for the war was rarest. Daryl got the lowest trophy at a 0.3. And in what was kind of a slaughter in the rarity department, I was able to log in 11. That's one more than 10, one less than 12, 0.1 trophies. So we kind of like locked in rarity.
You had 11 when it was all said and done.
I had 11.1 platinum trophies by the end of it. So overall, now for individual trophies, now obviously we did a clean sweep, so the Hordes are going to be getting all 4 trophies because the platinum was went to the winning team, which is us.
Now, but individually, each of us get a platinum, right?
No, we don't each get a platinum. The platinum will sit at my house, behind my camera. So when we finally do live shows, it will be on every Trophy Hordes podcast broadcast from now on.
Man, I think we should all get one. We were all part of the team.
Well, I'm sure that if you pay Daryl, he'll make you one.
Okay.
Now, individually, Alex gained the most trophies for the Horrors over the month with a total of 555 trophies, edging me out with 514. So Alex will be getting his own individual bronze trophy to celebrate his efforts in the war. Because I have the rarest trophy and the most plats, I will be getting the silver and the gold. And like I said, the platinum would also be here. So I expect Mr. Resident Daryl to be sending me 3 trophies. And Alex, you will be receiving your own individual bronze trophy. So congratulations, sir.
I'll take it.
Now, overall, Daryl did have the most trophies earned over the war with 570. But because
I think I told you this, Tricky, but when I went to bed the last night of the war, Daryl was up by 1 trophy over me. He gained some more that night after I went to bed, but he was up by 1 when I went to sleep. And I was like, you know what? I think I've done enough.
You have done enough. Well, I got to tell you, this war, it's very taxing on your soul.
Oh, yes, it is.
I freaking hate it. I'm letting you know right now, I'm not doing a next one if it be a next one. I'm not even bothering it. I'm not doing it at all.
None of us are doing a next one unless, like, if we did something like the team that gets the rarest platinum or the hardest platinum or something like that, then, like, I would consider it. Like, if it wasn't just a, hey, get as many trophies as you can, like, I would be cool with that. But, like, if it's anything like it was this time, like, I think that we should all just be like, no.
The only way I would consider it, it's not a guarantee I will do it, but the only way I would consider doing this, if this is, like, televised, competition and all that type of stuff. That's the only way I would consider it. If it's not,
we're all together in the same building.
Yes, we all together in the same building, and it won't last a month.
Well, right now, I did tell Daryl that it's going to be a while before any of us are ready to do another war. He actually suggested that we do a war for in November for Extra Life and do a 24-hour war. And the only trophies that count popped are the ones that you were streaming.
Aw, man, you trying to bring the kids into this now?
The streaming part is going to have to be worked on because of the fact that three out of the four of us don't stream. So that will have to be worked on. But he's actually, he said our next trophy war should be in November for Extra Life, which I think is a good idea because we can help raise money and it's only last 24 hours instead of 31 days.
But that's somewhat different. Since you bring the kids involved, you know, you kind of leave us kind of like, if we say anything other than yes, we're douchebags.
No, you know, I mentioned this. This is not related. This isn't really a war, but it's just kind of a matchup face-off kind of thing. I wasn't there for the first round of Rocket League matches, and I want to show my mettle in that. I now have Rocket League. I platinumed it during actually got 100%, including all the DLC. So I want to play I'm challenging the loot, Team Trophy Horrors versus Team Loot in Rocket League game night.
We can definitely do that. But now that we've established that we won and what the official counts were, let's actually talk about the war, because over the last couple episodes, we really haven't talked about what we've played. What I'm going to do is I'm going to ask you guys individually. I mean, obviously, I know for three out of the four of us, our lists are going to be a little extensive. But let's talk about what we actually platted, what we actually played, and what our strategy was going into the war, and whether or not we actually stuck to our plan or we did not stick to our plan. Donnie, let's start with you, because I'm not throwing you under the bus, but out of the four of us, you were the lowest count in platinums. What was your plan going into the war, and what did you plat during the war?
Well, my plan going into the war was, honestly, I didn't even plan on getting any other plats other than the Vanquish. I only plan on doing that, and anything that comes under that, that would have been like bonus for me. Cause that was my only plan, which is to play some games that I haven't finished playing yet, which was kind of like not that many because my stash is not that many. But Vanquish is my main thing. But since that took forever, but I did get closer and closer each time. I made it to the last round in the last stage, like, numerous times. But, man. But I'm mad at myself for one that I had to convert to chump status. I only did it for one game, though. But that was the only, again, I even mentioned it before. I want to say two or three shows before we even started this war that my collection is not that much, so I don't have that many games to even play, nor do I have too many people to even borrow from. And I did manage to get my hands on the Walking Dead first season, which that's the only one I had chumped.
That's not technically chumping.
No, it's chumping because I already platinum.
It's Donnie's definition of a chump.
It is.
It's chumping. No matter how much time you put in both of them, if you already got it, you got it. But that one, and I did get two trophies in Watch Dogs, and I already got those two trophies in the Station 3 version. But I own Watch Dogs, so I was like, let me play it. But then I stopped playing it quick because it took me 5 hours just to get those two trophies. So I figured that wouldn't be good. So I stopped playing it. Yeah, so I stopped playing it, and plus, the game freaking sucks even more than I thought it sucked the first time I said it sucked.
Not to mention that it took you 5 hours to get those two trophies, but it could took you 3 hours to get 154 trophies that you absolutely refused to get.
Oh, here we go.
Here we go again. And since you brought it up, I'm going to go say this one time.
I'm busting your chops, Donnie.
Sound shapes he's talking about, I thought about it for the war, but I told Tricky then, and when he tried to force me to get, I'm like, dude, it's going to be a waste of money. I'm not about to get it because it's only going to hold my attention for 5-10 minutes, if that, before I say, you know what, I can't take this no more.
Alex and Yield, what I asked you guys to do for the war, for the DLC trophies, yeah, was that the original game?
I don't know. I didn't do it.
Original game. Oh, you didn't do it. It's the game. It's still the game. It's not going to hold my attention. I told you how I feel about indie style games, and indie style games do not hold my attention for that long.
But Donnie, you're being hard headed in the fact that you're. I know what you're saying, but what I was asking you to do was not the main game. What I was asking you to do was look at a computer screen and plug in things, and you could be literally done in 45 minutes.
And I hear you, and I understand
you,
that.
And you are about beats, and that's exactly what it was doing.
No, and
it
I was understand that, beats. Tricky. I understand that to the fullest, but I'm telling you that I wasn't even going to hold my attention for 45 minutes to even finish that, so I just say it's going to be a waste of money. And then you want me to do it on Station 3? And Station 4. I'm like, dude, I'm not even going
to... And Vita. He wanted you to do it on Vita. You
want me and the Vita.
Steal a Vita from somebody and do it. I'm like, dude, it's not going to hold my attention for that long. That game freaking sucks. Monkey nuts.
Look, all right, look. Here's the thing. I will say that I got the Platinum in one version of that game. And, like, the Death Mode game, like, Death Mode levels... where you have to collect a certain amount of coins with a certain, or beats or notes within a certain amount of time, they're challenging. Like, they will test your metal. So it's actually a respectable Platinum, I will say that much. But I went and got the DLC trophies in every single version of the game. And the way I looked at it, I didn't really want to do it, but the way I looked at it was for the better of the team, to get us to a point where we could be in a good position to beat them, because at the end of the day, it was about, like, as Herm Edwards, Coach Herm Edwards would say from the NFL, You play to win the game.
And you're right. And now I was trying my best to play to win the game, but I just know for a fact that game wasn't going to hold my attention that long to even play to win the game. I was just being real. It's not going to hold my attention. Like, I'm not even going to finish playing the first stage just because that's how I feel about the game. It's indie. I can't play it.
Even your wife was telling me, she goes, man, Donnie came back and told me. I tried to convince him, but he wasn't going for it.
Exactly. One of the funnest indie games I get, which is Jetpack Joyride, I really like it, but it does not hold my attention that long to play it for takes, more.
Like, if you're not going to use microtransactions in that game to buy coins and such, like, to help you unlock stuff faster, it takes forever to actually get, all the stuff you need to, because I actually got 100% in that
you got
game
100%?
On the Vita. Ugh. Yeah.
I
had to play forever, though.
I'm missing one trophy on that game, and that's the 5,000 meter trophy.
I did it. I've done it on maybe two platforms or something like that. I did it on my cell phone or my iPod Touch, so I didn't get any trophies for anything, but on my Vita, I did it, and I got that one. So it takes some time and some luck and everything and definitely some skill, but you know, try and try again and you'll eventually get it.
All right, just in the interest of time, Donnie, what games did you play over the month?
Yeah, that's what I was about to say. I will say that I'm only dishonored myself in one platinum, but all the rest of my I freaking love. Which ones did I get? Walking Dead, Walking Dead Season 1, Jack and Dexter 2, which I don't know why I didn't have that when the Jack and Dexter first came out. I do know why, but I don't want to explain it right now. Far Cry Primal, 100% it, Kingdom Hearts, Recoded, and all that is just watched all the cutscenes. They had like a little theater session for that game.
Hey, that gives you trophies.
Yeah. And I fell asleep and just let it play on through while I was asleep. And when I woke up, I cut the system off. And Life is Strange. And
how is that?
God, that game looked awful.
I'm playing it. And
Donnie, for God's sakes, that game looked fucking awful.
Okay, the look of it is not all that. The story is intriguing for the most part. It does get
The most part.
Well, for the most part, I say that because I was hoping they would explain something. Because all right, anybody don't know about the game, you somehow get the power to rewind time. And what made it intriguing is that you don't know where it came from. And in my head, I was hoping they would explain by the credits how she achieved that power.
It came from your sibling, your dead sibling, like in Beyond Two Souls.
No, I do have my theories on why. I'm gonna say that to the next show, because we I don't want to talk too much about the game too much. I can't wait for season 2 but I'm kind of skeptical of season two because it does say Life is Strange season one, so I'm assuming they're going to make a season two. But that, and I played some Sleeping Dogs. Like, I love that game. I had some money on my GameStop card. I like, you know what? I'm about to get it. It's kind of a decent price. I'm about to get it and just play it. And I think that's it. I want to say this about the trophy count, though. I mean, about the trophy war itself, because why it's on my head. I come to realize, all right, y'all already know how I feel about this trophy war. The trophy war was whack as heck. It made one of my number one, one of my best enjoyable things to do in life so less enjoyable. And
well, that's trophies in general. They're supposed to make playing games less enjoyable.
Well, no. Well, I'm talking about this, the way we had to play. I say that within the first episode after we started, the way you got to play these games, I didn't like it. I played them anyway for the ones I did play. And we all lost sleep. We all got up extra early to plan before we had to do to start the day. And
fucking we did.
Yeah, and do extra. We went beyond the war. And I'm like, I freaking dislike games so much more than I enjoy them now.
I have to agree with you, Donnie, because the second the war was over, I said I wasn't picking up a controller for at least a week. But I lied to myself because I had a controller in my hand about 3 hours later.
Not me, man. The first thing I did when the war was over, the next day, I pulled out my Rock Band guitar and I'm like, I'm playing some Rock Band.
I didn't even try Rock Band this entire month.
Neither did I, because I knew I wasn't going to get any trophies. So after the war, I'm like, I'm celebrating the victory. I'm rocking out.
Trophies are not meant for competition.
Absolutely, they are.
No. It's fighting games and racing games that are meant for competition, not playing video games for trophies for competition. That is not meant for competition. Just the fighting and racing games are meant for competition.
We will agree to disagree on that. Yield.
Yes.
You have gained a total of 11 platinums over the month. What games did you plat over the month, and did you stick to your game plan going in, and what was your game plan going in?
I earned a platinum trophy every 27 trophies, just to throw that out there, all right? I may have had the fourth best trophy count, which isn't really that good, but I did bring it with 11 platinums, so I'm just throwing that out there. Every 27 trophies, a platinum popped on my account. My strategy going in was really just I wanted to clear out my backlog, kind of like what Frosty was saying before we started, you know, go clear my backlog, you know, just play games. And I actually, I stuck to that. Under the pressure to play Sound Shapes, I was like, no, only if I absolutely have to, and I didn't need to.
Yes, you did.
No, I didn't. I didn't need to. We won.
Yes, you did.
Did we win? Did we clean sweep?
Yes, but did we clean barely sweep? We won.
Doesn't
we
matter.
Barely won in trophy
doesn't
count.
Matter if you win by a point, it goes as a W in the book. So we won.
It don't matter if you win by an inch or a mile. Winning's winning.
Winning is winning. Yes, you take your W and you run for the hills. So I did stick to my game plan. I platinumed. I cleaned out the backlog. I even played a new game, which was actually kind of fun. Let's see. My platinums for the month. I got I platinumed out Mafia 2. Tales from the Borderlands, which I've said is the best Telltale game by far. Here's my money. Make season two. The Order 1886, Rocket Birds on the Vita, Sly Cooper 1, 2, and 3, all on the Vita, PlayStation All-Stars Battle Royale, Resistance Burning Skies, Rocket League, and Need for Speed Most Wanted.
Now, you said something during the war. You never played a Sly game before?
Never played a Sly game before. And I was...
How is that even possible?
Well, exactly, it was just like Ratchet and Clank. When those games came
Except
out...
Except not at all.
When those games came out on the PlayStation 2, it was kind of like, you know, those games are a little too kiddie, and I'm above that right now. But everybody says how good they were. I went back and I played Ratchet and Clank. Wow, I can't believe I missed that. So I was walking around Wally World. They had the Sly collection for $10 for the Vita, and I'm like, all right, why not? So I picked it up, I played it. You know what? Those games are really good. They're so good, as a matter of fact. I picked up Sly 4, and started playing it. I knew I wasn't going to be able to platinum it by the end of the war by the time I got it, but I played it. Divided up into five chapters, so to speak. I'm about done with chapter two.
Nice. I will say that I think Sly 4 is my favorite one. Sly 2 was fantastic. They're all really good, but I think Sly 4 was, without a doubt, my favorite.
I'm liking it so far.
Yeah, no, they're all really good, and the thing is, like, Sucker Punch didn't make Sly 4. But the company that did a really good job, Sanzaru Games, they did a really good job with it, so.
And the ever-changing Carmella voice.
Carmelita.
Carmelita, sorry.
Well, even Sly's voice slightly changed in the fourth one. I'm just like,
So you stuck to your game plan going in.
But I almost caved. I almost caved for the good of the team, but we prevailed.
That's all right. Tricky, that's what Tricky and I are here for.
I know. I almost did it. Tricky was hard on me. Alex even, at like the last minute, Alex came to me and I'm like, all right, where are we at? My last day of trophy chumping or trophy collecting. I wouldn't say chumping. Trophy collecting. If the three of us
were actually having a conversation about this too.
I was like,
Yield, go get the Sound Shape trophies. Alex was like, no, go get the Mafia 2 trophies because we need the rarity. I'm like, yeah, all right, so I'll make you a deal. Go get the Mafia 2 trophies. You get them early. Just please do me a favor and go get the Sound Shape trophies. He's like, all right, no problem. You got the Mafia 2 trophies. And you're like, all right, where do we stand? I'm like, yeah, I got 11.1s. And you're like, all right, so I'm going to continue to play Mafia 2. All right, Alex, you got a total of 11 Platinums over the month. What was your strategy going into the war? Did you stay to your plan, and what games did you Platinum that you remember?
Pretty much I stayed to my plan. My plan at the beginning was just, okay, I figured that you guys would be able to get Platinums pretty well, so I kind of picked a bunch of games. My plan was to play games from finish to start, so I would get not only Platinums, but, you know, total trophies as well. So I looked up a list of like the easy or like not the easiest necessarily, but the quickest platinums. So I started off with The Wolf Among Us and Murdered Soul Suspect, which are both very, very good games.
I was gonna say, how did you like Murdered Soul Suspect?
I liked it a lot.
I told you, what didn't I? The story in that game is phenomenal. It should have gotten a lot more love.
Yeah, the ending, I was a little iffy on the ending because it seemed like kind of just a really like bad way to take it. If you haven't played it, like I just thought the ending was a little bit of a cop out.
I didn't understand why she was doing what she was doing.
Yeah, there was no reason to. Okay, spoilers. Skip ahead by about 30 seconds. You know, the girl who ends up being behind it she's a ghost, and she was also murdered for being a witch, and she comes back. Years later and says she's gonna, you know, it starts going after women, you know, so it's like you're killed for being a witch, but yet you're going after women, who are kind of like clairvoyant. So they're kind of seen as like modern day witch, like otherworldly kind of witchcrafty thing. So it's like, why would you do that? There was no like seemingly good reason behind it. So
it would have made more sense had she gone after, people in like law enforcement or judges. That would have made more sense because it almost seemed like she was falsely accused of being a witch.
Yeah, well, I mean, she kind of did go after all of them because the killers, the people that she, you know, took control of to kill the young women, were all cops. So she used the cops in the end and even killed the cops in the end, if you remember.
Well, yeah.
So she did use the cops to her advantage. But I still don't see why she was behind it all. Like, I understand, like, it might necessarily make sense to have the cops behind it too. But quite frankly, like, I just didn't like how they ended that with her being the killer. And we better stop talking about this because the spoilers, we said stop after 30 seconds. But essentially, like, so that was the first two games I played. And after that, like, I wasn't really sure where I would go to next. And then I saw that Rocket League had, you know, it's a game that was, I didn't get free for plus, but it's a game that I've heard some very good things about. I know both Tricky and Yield like it, as well as Homer Gets Duffed. So, you know, it's a game that I heard a lot about, and it looked really fun, and I saw that it had, you know, a very attainable platinum. So I'm like, hey, I'll play that and help out my team. Down the road, you know, set myself up because I got the game now for another gamer night. So I decided to go on with that. So I got platinums in Murdered Soul Suspect, The Wolf Among Us, and Rocket League. I tried for Rezogun, couldn't quite get it. I'm still going to play it and eventually get that platinum, but for now, I've still got to push my way through. My other platinums were Tales from the Borderlands, The Walking Dead. I also got one in Ether One, which is a lesser known first-person puzzle-based game, puzzle-collecting stuff-based game, which most of the trophies are actually 1.7 and 1.5, like,
oh, wow,
below that. Yeah, so the rarities are, like, is there.
No one played that game. Unfortunately, we couldn't.
Yeah, nobody played that game, but it was, I mean, it was all right. I wouldn't necessarily recommend it because the story itself is kind of just, it's cliched, and I wasn't a huge fan. But I also got platinum in, let's see, Marvel, Lego Marvel Super Heroes. I finished that up last month. I got one in Hitman Go, which is kind of another game that Tricky, the very first day of the competition, Tricky's like, hey, you need to go get this because it's easy, like 5-hour plat. You can just look it up online, the solutions. You don't even have to look at your TV.
You don't.
Yeah. I got Trine 2 in the last couple days. Tricky helped me get that one. I got PlayStation All-Stars Battle Royale on my Vita. I also got – trying to think of anything else I got. I think that those are all that I can remember right now. But Sound Shapes. I got the Sound Shape plat. So I think that's pretty much all of them.
All right. And for me, I got 14 Platinums. Going into the war – I got to tell you, I really didn't think that the Loot Crew as a group would really give us a challenge. I knew our biggest challenge was going to be Daryl and how many trophies Daryl could pop out and how many Platinums Daryl could pop out. And he shot out the gate right off the start. And it kind of like deterred my plan because I had plans to go in and get the Platinum in Beyond Two Souls. Until
you
dawn.
You were sweating bullets the whole competition. Let's
I
be,
was,
let's
I
be
really,
truthful.
I really,
let's
yes,
be
you were.
The Loot Crew took off like a bandit. I mean, they were gone. They were like 3 miles down the road. They were taken off, and you're like, dude, they're like 200 trophies ahead of us. And I'm like, dude, it's a marathon. It's not a sprint. Just we'll just stick to the plan and we'll be fine. Week two, we were heading trophies and they took back off again. And it's like, you know what? Maybe we should be a little concerned, but just stick to the plan. Tricky's like, play Sound Shapes. We got to get them. Play Sound Shapes.
And well, the whole thing was
we swept them. Thank you.
Okay. What I was saying before I got jokingly interrupted by Yildiz. Yes, I was sweating it because I didn't think they were all going to come out. Because in the first week, I'm looking at we had a spreadsheet of the trophies. In the first week, they got 396 trophies in the first week. We only got 253. They got 8 platinums. We got 6. In the second week, they got 225. We got 200. They got 2 platinums. We got 3, so we gained 1 on them that week. The third week, they got 308, and then we popped out with 523 in 1 week. And then they got 10 platinums that week. We got 11, so we were dead even in platinums. The fourth week, they got 629 to our 606, and they got 9 platinums. We got 12. And then in the last week, they got 410 trophies. We got 456. They got 8 platinums, and we got 11. So, yeah, I was sweating because I didn't think they were going to come on as strong as possible. Now, the Platinums I did get, my first Platinum, which was actually at 3 a.m. on the war, 3 hours after the war started, was Hitman Go. I started playing some Duck Dynasty, decided that game was too horrible to keep playing. So, yes, I went to my chump nature, in Donnie's words, and I got the Platinum in.
Wait. What was that? You did not platinum a chumping game because it was too hard?
No, it was just too stupid.
Oh, too stupid?
Yeah.
Wow.
But
your chumping has limits?
But now I'm going to contradict myself because I went from Duck Dynasty to get the platinum in the Smurfs 2.
You ain't the only one, though.
Yeah, Daryl got that platinum, too. And then The Division came out, and I got sidetracked for about 3 days. I didn't play anything but The Division for 3 days.
Oh, see? And you're sitting there begging me to play Sound Shapes.
But I did get back on track because I got the Platinum in PlayStation All-Stars on the Vita, which me and Yield have talked about our experience trying to get that Platinum. Then I went and platinumed the Order 1886. I did go through and get all the Soundscape trophies that I was able to get, because the majority of the trophies that I was pushing for my Horseman Brothers to get, I had already gotten 3 years ago when they were first released. So, out of the 164 trophies that were available for them to get, I was only able to get 45 of them. So then I got the plat in Game of Thrones on the PS4. I platinum Disney Infinity on the PS4. Then I kind of went full chump and got the platinum in Goat Simulator on the PS3 and the PS4.
Tricky, hold on. Just like Hulk says in the Avengers, I'm always angry. You're always chump. You just hide it sometimes better than others.
I got the 100% in the Jackbox Party Pack, which is actually where my first 0.1 trophy came from, because there's a trophy in that game for getting all the wrong answers to the game in You Don't Know Jack, which apparently not a lot of people went through and got because it's 50 episodes. But I went through and got all 100% of those. Then I started playing LEGO Jurassic World, which I got 25% of the trophies, but I knew that I wasn't going to be able to platinum another LEGO game. So then I went and played The Wolf Among Us on the PS3 and the Vita, got platinums in both of those. I finally platted LEGO's Marvel's Avenger. And then I got plats in Minecraft Story Mode on the PS4 and the PS3. Because episode 5 was released on the 29th, which was 2 days before the war ended. So I got the platinum in both of those. And then coming down to the minute, and I do mean the minute, I popped my Until Dawn Platinum at 11:59 before the war ended.
So, listeners, if you're keeping track, if Tricky hadn't have gone the loot route and played the same game on multiple consoles, Alex and I tied for the most platinums.
Well, no, we actually, all three of us would have been tied for the most platinums.
See? Okay, even better.
The only games I doubled up on was Minecraft, The Wolf Among Us, and Goat Simulator. So, if you take off those three platinums, then we all tied for 11.
It's a three-way tie. Okay.
And for the record, we still would have won in total plat count.
It's surprising that our strategies, at least mine and everyone else's, didn't really change, because, quite frankly, we didn't expect the loot to give that much of a fight to us. And when they came out of the gate so quickly, I mean, like, most of us,
I went into panic mode.
Tricky went into full panic mode. I'm just like, you know what? I'm just going to play. When we get to the last few days, then it's time, all right, let's figure out where we're at. Until then, stick to our strategy. Keep humping. It's like playing a football game. The other team can jump out to a big lead. You know what? If you just stick to your game plan, things happen.
And like, although this war, like, we won, and we should be proud that we won and we defended our honor, I do want to point out that I have much respect for the loot crew in total, because they did give us a fight.
Oh, God, did they give a fight.
Okay, they didn't, like, Daryl told me a couple of their team members were like, you know what, it's really not that important. But then Daryl told them, he says, listen, they had to defend their honor. And like I said, Frosty, B-Button, and Game Squad all started with one platinum. They ended with 8 and 9, respectively. So they gained 7 platinums, where they only had 1 before. I know Frosty got the platinum Sound Shapes 3 times. Game Squad, I think he got his platinum in Far Cry Primal as well, Donnie. I don't know how hard a platinum that is. How hard of a platinum is that?
And what? I got lost through all this combo that's not top it.
Far Cry Primal. How hard of a platinum is that?
The platinum ain't hard at all in that. It will take a little bit of time, but it's not that hard at all. Like I say, it's the most easiest Far Cry to plaque. By a lot.
I will tell my hardest trophy to get during the war, and Alex keeps saying the same thing every time I tell him, is the Flappy Goat. And I did it once. I not only did it once, I did it twice. The Flappy Goat trophy in Goat Simulator is a hard freaking trophy to get.
I mean, I saw the Rooster Teeth Rage Quit video on Flappy Goat. I just see the way the game – I understand the controls are messed up. The hit detection's bad. I just look at what you have to do, and I was like, how can that be hard?
Go – there's actually a video, B-Button guy from the Loot Crew, of when he was getting the trophy for the war. There's a video on our YouTube. I actually put the video up because we were actually going to go back and put a F-bomb counter on it because how many times he dropped the word fuck during the video. It is extremely frustrating because the controls are clunky, the hit detection's way off. You know, you could be clear as day, you know, you did it perfectly, but for some reason the game thinks you hit. It's frustrating. But, alright, so with all that being said, we did win the war, we defended our honor, but much respect to the Loot Crew who did put up a good fight.
I don't respect nobody who made me work that hard.
Let's talk about our updated trophies, because now we talked about our war trophies. Let's talk about updated trophies and actually get into what our show is. And our show is Trophy Whores. Our updated count, I am now level 30. Total trophies of 7,208 trophies and 62 platinums. Donnie.
Level 28 now. Trophy count is 6,051. But since the war is now over with, that's a negative 112 on that count.
And how many platinums?
And 81 plats. And since the war is over with, that's a negative one.
It's not negative one. It's 81 platinums in 80 games.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's the way Alex says. So
hey, Donnie.
Go.
Donnie.
Yo.
Alex may catch you.
Yeah, speaking of which, I want to talk about the creeper that is Alex that gained 8 platinums on Donnie. Alex, what is your count?
You know, when you say creeper, it sounds really
just
bad.
Keep it on the download.
I'm gunning for Donnie. I have 76. All right, so I'm level 27. I gained 20 or 2. Sorry, that'd be incredible. I gained 2 levels. I have 5,516 trophies, and I have 76 platinums. But I think it's more like 76 and 73 games.
It's
74 games.
Okay.
Because I had the plat for the PS3 in The Walking Dead, and I also had the platinum.
Well, no, no, no. We're not taking off platinums. If you did the work, then it counts as a platinum.
No.
All right, well, 76 and 75 games. Well, it's still in 74 games.
No, we agree that it's not chumping if you do the work.
No. Well, that's still in y'all code, but I don't go by y'all
it's
by a
trophy,
laws.
It's in the Trophy Horse Bill of Rights, Dottie.
Well, I guess y'all got
that we're still
me.
Working on.
Ticket yes. Me then, because I don't go by that law.
All right, yield.
Real honor here.
I am at level 22. I gained 2. Count them 2 levels during this trophy war. A trophy count of 4,038 and a platinum count of 56. I have broke the 4,000 trophy mark. I have broke the 50 platinum count mark. And there were 2 times I was within 1 of Tricky. And even though I am 6 back, I will still catch him.
Yeah, you were within one.
There will be a day where all of a sudden we'll start the show and I will sink my trophies and all of a sudden go, I am ahead of Tricky. He'll be like, no, you're not. I'll be like, look.
Yeah, well, I want to actually say, you actually said twice you were within one of us. There was actually twice during the war we were tied in platinums.
Were we? Oh.
Yeah.
See?
We were actually tied.
I bet you were sweating bullets in because I am gunning for that. I don't want to be the guy who's got the least amount of platinums on this show.
I did say to myself, I said, if nothing else, even if we lose this war, I'm still going to have more platinums than yield. Now, I do have a little bit to say before we get into our actual show. I need my Horseman brothers to remember something. We had a fan of the show who is going to remain nameless until you guys can figure out who the hell it is. Who challenged me and said that he was going to get to 50 platinums before I did.
Oh, I know who that is.
Okay. I want to say not only did I get to 50 platinums before he did, I got to 62 before he even got to 12.
Oh, snap.
And when I pointed out to him that he lost the bet of race to 50, he said, oh, well, I'll beat you to 100. I just want to say, suck it, your ass, Sparky.
Like, you going to double it after you done lost, like, dramatically?
So, Jurassic Parky,
We're drastically.
In the words of DX, I got two words for you.
Suck it.
And let's actually get into our topics. Our first topic is the games for PlayStation Plus for April have been revealed. What was that?
That was kind of a choking sound. They're not very good.
Are they ever?
PlayStation 4 users will get access to the multiplayer shooter Dead Star, which we already knew about, and survival horror FPS Zombie. That's with an I, not an IE.
Yeah, that was the Wii U game.
Sony PlayStation 3 will be getting I Am Alive and Savage Moon. Heard good things about I Am Alive.
All right, now, yeah, stop right there. I bought I Am Alive when it came out. You want to talk about a survival game that is hard. A lot of survival games, they sit there and go, well, ammo's limited and you need to conserve. And by a quarter of the way through the game, you got enough ammo to go guns blazing, right?
Right.
This game, they are dead serious. You guard your bullets. If you got three bullets, you're stocked. I kid you not. I've restarted this game a couple different times because I'd play for a while and I'd get stuck and I'd be like, screw it, I'm done. And then when you come back, I forget what does what. So I start over to remember what controllers do what. It is ammo, health, everything. It is scarce and it really makes you think of how you want to go into a battle of, you know, I want to sneak up to stab them with my machete because you've got like two bullets and it's not like, oh, I kill this guy. He's got a gun. I'll raid his bullets. No, it's lucky if you find a bullet. So it's no joke. And it is good though.
All right. And Vita owners will get to play a virus named Tom and Shutsimi, which I guess is a Japanese RPG.
Gesundheit.
Yes. Those are your PlayStation Plus games. Little interview with David Hayter was done on when he talked about the why he was replaced with Kiefer Sutherland for Metal Gear Solid 5. In an interview, he said he has, quote, I've got no particular love for Kojima. I don't feel any need to go back and work with him again. He was asked whether or not he actually played The Phantom Pain. He said, quote, that would be 60 hours of humiliation that I can't get. I haven't played the last two iterations because it's just too painful. Hayter also talked about previous attempts to find a new English voice actor. Solid Snake included a failed effort to bring in Kurt Russell, whose portrayal of Snake Plissken in Escape from New York reportedly inspired the character.
No, I didn't say he didn't play it right, but when it comes to characters like that, you have to get the voice right, too, not just the acting. Because you're not doing... I'm quite sure Kurt Russell wouldn't... I'm quite sure Keith Sutherland didn't do mocapping either. So it's not just you going in there acting out your
Well, David Hayter didn't do mocapping either.
Well, but I'm just saying it's more... I do understand that, you know, not a lot of them do their own mocapping. But... And Kurt Russell, he did play, I guess, a good Snake, I guess, for that time period in movie making. But as far as the voice... Keither didn't have it, nor then Kurt have it.
You know what? I gotta say, okay, I really wanted David Hayter to do the voice. But I gotta say, Keith Sutherland did not do a bad bad job. Now, No. Hold on a second. Now, with that being said, I think a lot of the hate that's coming for Keith Sutherland in this game is because of the way David Hayter was replaced and the fact that we got used to the way Snake should sound, and Keith Sutherland didn't sound that way, so that's why a lot of hate. Now, as far as the job, Keith Sutherland didn't do a bad job. I think a lot of hate came from the fact that it was not the Snake we knew, and in the way that Keith Sutherland replaced David Hayter.
Nah, he didn't do a... Okay, and I would say, you're not going to agree with this, but I'll be more inclined with you to believe that he didn't do a bad job because he didn't say much through the whole game. So if you want to say that,
that can be an argument too. Yes,
yeah, he didn't do a bad job because he didn't say much. So yeah, I give you that. But let this have been movie driven, like the Metal Gears usually are. That would have been a bad Snake.
All right. I know Alice and Yield, you guys really don't get into the Metal Gears, but what do you think? about what David Hayter's saying about not playing Phantom Pain or Ground Zeroes because it's just humiliation that he can't put himself through.
I totally understand that. I mean, you know, it's a character that...
You don't think he's being overdramatic?
Well, no, it's a character that he's played for several games. It would be like all of a sudden taking Nolan North out of the voice for, you know, Drake for Uncharted 4 and then asking him, hey, did you play Uncharted 4?
But I hear where he's coming from. To me, I feel like his anger is being pointed towards the wrong guy. Yes, there's been stories about Kojima's work ethic, but we know that Kojima had no say-so, pretty much, of what goes down with Metal Gear, for the most part.
No, he's the one that replaced David Hayter.
That's what David just said?
That's what you read about... No, Kojima said it was his choice to replace him.
All right, but his choice was because of... I understand his choice, at least for what I hear. If I could recall right, he replaced him because, spoilers, that snake is not Big Boss. So I would assume he changed it because of that reason.
But primarily. also the real snake that's in the game was also voiced by Keither.
Yeah, it was, but I only say they don't do that just because of, shoot, we already changed him, so what's the point of changing him again? And we already know how Kojima is when it comes to being very confidential with his own stuff and leaving it for us to guess until the next two installments.
Well, let's talk about the next installment of something, and that is the PlayStation 4.5 or the PlayStation 4K.
Whatever.
According to the Wall Street Journal, sources familiar with this matter say that the new console will be announced before the planned October release of PlayStation VR. So far, Sony has declined to comment on all rumors. The Wall Street Journal source also reports that despite the higher powered hardware, it is likely that the current model and upcoming would share the same software catalog. I did put in here some of, as a subtopic, what the PlayStation 4.5, which I'm now going to constantly refer to as the PlayStation 4K, just in future things.
You're buying there's one, gonna aren't be, you?
I don't know. And let me get through this, and then I'll tell you why I don't know.
No, what he meant to say is, I don't know how fast I'm going to run to the store and buy one.
Hardware updates. The most prominent rumors is that the PlayStation 4K will feature an improved GPU, which is graphics processing unit for somebody that doesn't know, as well as a potential upgrade to the console's CPU, which is the central processing unit. The current model on the PlayStation 4 runs on an AMD APU, which is accelerated process unit. It's a single chip processor that combines both a CPU and a GPU. An APU is a 28 nanometer chip, which established the industry standard microprocessor side when consoles were originally designed and shipped. In the years since the console's initial launch, however, Microsoft chip sizes have been decreased from 14 down to lower. It's also rumored to have a 4K resolution, hence why it's being called the PlayStation 4K. There are several other things in here that I don't want to get too technical on, and most people, unfortunately, would not understand unless you're really big into PC gaming.
You can't see it anyway. I don't know why people begin all, 4K, whoa, blah, blah, blah. The naked eye can't really see that. Naked eye can't even see 1080.
Well, now, here's the... I want to tell everybody, you know, I listened to Remember the Loot already, their episode that came out 2 days before you're hearing this one. I have to say, listen to what Daryl says about the PlayStation 4K. Because what he's saying, I think he's going too far in what he's saying, what he's concerned about. But he does make valid points. And I don't want to say on here what he said because I don't want to misuse his words. Because what he was saying was an actual legitimate concern. Now, as far as why I don't know if I'm going to be buying one. Last night, since Seeker was over here, he was helping me rearrange my studio. And he asked me if I'm going to be buying the PlayStation VR. And I said to him, I don't know. And the reason I don't know if I'm buying the PlayStation VR is because as a website owner, I believe that somebody on staff should own a PlayStation VR so we can talk about the game, so we can be knowledgeable about it. And if nobody on the staff is willing to buy one, then I feel like it's part of my responsibility to buy one. And the same thing with the PlayStation 4K. If nobody on the staff decides they want to go buy one, then I might go buy one. But from what I'm seeing and what I'm hearing, it's not really necessary because it's not really going to affect anything that we currently have.
Well, you'd have to have a 4K TV to optimize the 4K system.
Well, I have a 4K TV.
You already have half the problem. It was just like me when you know, the PlayStation 3 came out and they were like, you know, HD TVs and all that. And it was like, you know, I see a difference in the store, but unless you have an HD TV, you're not going to see the difference. So unless you have a 4K TV, a 4K system isn't going to do you anything.
Even with 4K, you still can't tell the difference because of you being human beings. That's why you can't tell the difference. And on top of that, nothing's been made in 4K that you're going to be able to watch 4K unless you go to the actual movie theater.
Well, that's not true, Donnie, because
What's on TV?
What's on TV, but I know Netflix, all of their shows that they're, all the original shows they're doing, like House of Cards, Orange is the New Black, Daredevil, Luke Cage, they're all being broadcasted in 4K.
Sure. Okay.
Now you guys are right, though. I mean, the experts say that you can't even depict, your eyes can't even pick up on 1080.
It's a placebo. Like, the people telling you that it's this great, so in your head, you believe it's this great, so your brain tells you it's this great.
The only thing you're going to be able to pick up, I believe, is the image would be crisper, the colors are brighter. That's really about it.
And you're exactly right. It's the difference between 720 and 1080, most the human eye cannot detect. I fully believe that. But as far as 4K goes, the picture does look sharper and the colors do look brighter. Now, is it worth the price difference between 1080p and 4K?
No.
I don't believe so. But I will say that I do notice the difference.
Next topic, moving on.
Listeners, I have to step away from the mic for a second. So, Donnie, why don't you go ahead and tell us about Ubisoft filing a new trademark for Beyond Good and Evil?
So, here's what this means. It doesn't mean a sequel's coming out, because we had that footage we saw in E3, and it was like a decade ago, and nothing's come of it. And, I mean, they may just be renewing the rights and protecting the IP so it stays under their house, but it doesn't necessarily mean that they're going to make a game.
Beyond Two Souls, I don't understand why they just won't buy it or sell it off so somebody else can bring it. Because you know you're going to make money off of it because we already know the fans from it that you're going to get.
Wait, hold on a second. You mean Beyond Good and Evil, not Beyond Two Souls.
I did say Beyond Two Souls. Beyond Good and Evil.
Well, at least you got it right this time. You didn't say Beyond Murder Two Souls. Yeah,
Murder Two Souls. No, I mean, Beyond Good and Evil was a cult hit. And only in the years after its release has it been, you know, and especially because of the HD release, has it been recognized by a wider audience. Problem is, like Psychonauts, it's a cult hit and wasn't a commercial success. So I don't really know how much money they could command for that IP until a sequel would come out and actually do very well commercially. You know, they put the HD remake out a few years back and they didn't follow it up. Exactly. I mean, that's the time that you would do a sequel, put a sequel out, because that's when you have the most press for the series. Now it's kind of died off a few years later, and it's like, you know, why wouldn't you put out if you were going to make a sequel, put it out then, not now. It doesn't make sense.
Strike where the iron's hot.
Yeah, I'm saying, cult, I kind of, that word cult is used very loosely, but I feel like it's going to sell, and I do feel like, I know this whole companies are about making money, so yeah, but they know it would have sell. It'd sell. That's why I look at it. You know, the game is good. It's different. And if you put it like this, if games like Telltale Games and Life is Strange and mobile games being brought to, you know, the big screen, meaning home consoles, then this will sell. The Beyond Good and Evil 2 will sell. What's another one? Heavenly Sword 2. Well, that's skeptical. But...
Well, they did say, according to the article here, Donnie, they did say Beyond Good and Evil 2 was announced back in 2008. And despite the incredibly long wait, which is now 8 years at this point, the series creator, Michael Ancel...
Beyond Good and Forever?
He said he recently confirmed the sequel is still happening. But I agree with you guys. It's taking too long at this point, especially with the HD the remaster coming out. I think they've lost all momentum that they had going.
And all these games are getting what I've been saying before, the Duke Nukem treatment. You announce them 10 years before going back and restart the whole entire process 8 years down the road from the 10-year mark you didn't already release, said he was gonna do it. And then now you're like, well, hey, two new consoles and came out, so now we got to redo everything because we said we were going to put it out back in 2001, and it is now 2016, and three consoles came out, so that's why we got to redo it. Well, stop announcing things, for one, like I always said. Stop announcing things, and then when it's actually done, like when you got it in stores nowadays, that's when you start promoting, because that's just the way it is. I know, because we waiting, things getting pushed back 3 and 4 times, and yes, this is a reference towards the Uncharted. It's been the camera not on now. Nah. Well, sorry about that. My brother gonna come up here and talk about we about to go. I love you. You gonna kiss me on the cheek. He tried to get me because he thought the camera was on. But yeah, that is a reference towards the Uncharted because it's been pushed back like 4 times now, but it's been done for a minute now, but yeah, we still gotta wait for it. In between us waiting for it, now you run that risk of getting constantly just pushing it, pushing and pushing until you go and say, like, you know what? Yeah, we're not making it now because we then lost the rights to actually put it out.
All right, and our last topic of the day, Minecraft Story Mode, which obviously I platted twice in the war. The fifth episode did drop
twice. In a war, you gotta say
No. Hold on. Wait. Hold on a second. I platted it once and chumped it once.
There you go.
All right, there you go. You corrected me.
With the fifth episode coming out, which was able to get me to plat, they also announced that 3 extra episodes will follow. So Minecraft Story Mode will be getting episode 6, 7, and 8 added onto it. They did say that if you wanted to play episode 6, 7, and 8, you will need episode 1 to at least play those. This is the weird thing, and this is a tiny, tiny, and I mean tiny spoiler for story mode.
Well, you could spoil it for me because I'm not playing the Minecraft story mode.
You could spoil it for anybody who's talking about playing this game. Skip them.
The story that gets established in episode 1 is resolved at the end of episode 4. And then episode 5 is basically like them going on another adventure. So what I'm envisioning is 6, 7, and 8 is actually like them going on 3 more separate adventures and not necessarily continuing the story, but it's the life after what they accomplished. If that makes any sense whatsoever.
No, because Minecraft isn't even a game.
Okay, I agree with you because Minecraft isn't a game. And playing this, I have to admit, I did not like Minecraft at all. But this had me, the story had me somewhat intrigued. It's still a stupid game. It's still a stupid story. But there at least was a story with it that made sense in the context of what Minecraft is.
You know what Telltale story will make sense? Batman.
Donnie's
that's what you say.
Donnie will not agree with you on that.
Yeah, that's
but
what you say.
As long as you've got Kevin Conroy as Batman and you bring me in Mr. Freeze and some Joker, we're good.
Alright. Now with that being said, that is gonna close out our show this week. But we do have some housekeeping.
Yes, let's celebrate the war. Yes.
And never do one again.
BrewerGamer.com is looking for some writers, podcasters, video editors, news reporters, and generalized help with the site. If you're interested in applying, go to BrewerGamer.com, click on the Help Wanted tab, and fill out the application, and I will get back to you as soon as possible. While you're there, be sure to check out all of our articles and all of our videos. Speaking of our videos, they can be found on YouTube by doing a search for Official Proving Gamer. Also on our Twitch page, which is twitch.tv/ProvingGamer, which you can go watch our past broadcasts, including, if you have 7 hours to kill, Frosty and B-Button Guy played Fight Night for 7 hours on Friday night. And they did tremendous work with our Twitch page.
What? If you got that time to kill, you can most definitely watch my Last of Us movie then.
So go check that out. If you want to get a hold of us, there are several ways to get a hold of us. The first one is our phone number. Yield, what is that phone number?
330-PROVEN-9. That's 330-776-8369.
Also, you can send us an email. TrophyOs@ProvenGamer. You can contact us on Twitter. You can contact the site at Proven Gamer. You can contact the show at Trophy Yours. Contact me at Tricky Mick. You can contact Yield at I Yield to No One. You can contact Donnie at Young Twist. But you cannot contact Alex on Twitter at Sodasaurus Rex.
You finally come to terms with it.
If you listen to this podcast, we greatly appreciate it. But be sure to go check out our other podcast, PG Spoilers, Remember the Loot, Whatever Talk.
I laugh at PG spoilers.
And coming soon, maybe, I don't know, hasn't been confirmed, but we may have a returning podcast in Press X to Win.
Press X, maybe? That's the subtitle.
Right now it's Press X to Win, maybe? I don't know. I know that the guys are talking, possibly coming back with a new host.
Do we want them back now?
We do want Nate back. Nate is our unofficial trophy whore now. We're not going to call him our fifth whore anymore because his availability is not available to be our fifth whore anymore. But we do have some.
That's good.
We do have some reserve whores laying around. I mean, I was thinking about this the other day. We have Nate, who is our unofficial fifth whore. We have NM Rain, which is now Antisocial Gamer, who is our trophy horse killer. We got a couple, you know, standby whores just waiting in the wings. All of our podcasts can be found on iTunes, Stitcher, and your various podcast applications on your smart devices, and coming soon to Google Play whenever the hell they decide to launch their podcast service. Now waiting on 2 months, almost 3 months for this. Also, you can check us out on our PlayStation 4 communities. There is a Proving Gamer group. There is a Trophy Wars group entitled T-Dubs Brothel. And you can get a hold of...
Which I did all kinds of smack-talking in.
You know what? I gotta turn on the notifications for that because I don't get any notifications and I always forget to go check it.
I posted something the night after after it was officially said that we won. I went in there to our brothel and was like, "We won! Woohoo!"
And you can get a hold of Yield in his PlayStation 4 community, which is...
The Platinum Guild.
Alright, so that is going to do it for our housekeeping, but we do have some sponsors. Our first sponsor is Extra Life. Alex, tell us about Extra Life, sir.
It's wonderful. Extra Life is this year, 25-hour gaming marathon, so it's an entire day. And basically what you do is... you're going to sign up to join a team, play solo, or create your own team. Proven Gamer's got a team, and we're always looking for new people to sign up because we're awesome, and we bring the pain and the awesome.
And the Platinums.
Because we have Yield. And the Platinums, and the wins, and the Trophy
and
Wars.
The rarities.
Yeah, and the Smack Talk. Anyway, so once you're signed up, you pick a Children's Miracle Network hospital of your choice. We assume one close to you or in your hometown. And you basically, from there, collect donations. You can collect donations for each hour, a lump sum for the entire day, really whatever you want to do. You talk to coworkers, friends, family, whoever's comfortable donating, and you get donations from them. 100% of what you donate goes to the Children's Miracle Network Hospital that you've chosen to represent. You play games for the entire day, and that's about it. You raise money, you play games. It couldn't be any easier, any more awesome. So November 5th. 5th this year?
November 5th.
And you heal kids extra life.
Well, you're not actually healing. You're helping.
Giving kids green mushrooms.
Yes,
No, Donnie, that's one-ups, damn it.
That's an extra life. That's what a one-up is.
That should be the shirt design. A one-up mushroom.
That actually was a shirt design in the past years.
Was it?
Yeah, we're a few years too late there.
How they can GoFundMe yield. Redeem yourself here.
If you go to GoFundMe.com/ProvenGamer, we're trying to raise some money to give all of us better podcasting equipment to bring you, the fans, a better podcasting experience. So if you go there, we got some trophy-themed donations where you can actually get tricky to platinum a good game. All right? And you can, and if you if you donate enough, Donnie will do one of his Donnie songs.
Donnie songs.
Yeah.
Donnie
songs. And I even did my jazz hands when I said that.
I couldn't see it because your camera wasn't on.
That's all right. You don't need to see it. I can just tell them. They can picture it.
This is why this is an odd.
I have a face for audio.
True that.
All right. And our last sponsor, Donnie, where are we going to buy all this equipment once we're funded? Yes, we are sponsored by Amazon. If you couldn't, would each and every time you do your shopping on Amazon, please stop by Proving Gamer first. Click on any Amazon link and continue to do normal shopping. It doesn't cost you anything extra and does help out the site tremendously. Or if you want to take the Donnie Good Thought route, once you click on the link, why don't you go ahead and bookmark that? And you can use that link from now on when you do your shopping on Amazon. Now, that is going to do it for our sponsors. On episode 250, we gave away a PSN code. It has been redeemed, and it was redeemed by PSN username Zavan, which is Z-A-A-V-A-N.
That's a stupid name.
He probably thinks the same thing about Yuntwist.
He sent me a message saying, good afternoon. Thank you for the PSN gift card shout-out on the 250th episode of Trophy Wars. Actually, we didn't give you a shout-out. We just gave the card away. I was able to redeem the card. Thanks, Zavan, and congratulations on 250th episode. Have a great day. Now, he put his real name on here, but I'm not going to say it because I don't have his permission to. But his PSN ID, again, is Z-A-A-V-A-N. So, congratulations, Zavan, for getting the 250th PSN code.
Damn it, Donnie, that person was very polite, and you made fun of their PSN name.
I'm about to say I was just kidding. If he listened to the show, he know I'm already kidding without me just saying I was just kidding. I'm just kidding, Z.
Well, he sent me a message on the PSN, so apparently he doesn't like you, Donnie, because he said it to me personally.
He ain't got to like me, but if he listened to the show like he did to get the code, then he know the type of character I am. So, again, but I would say it anyway. I was just jabbing, Zavan.
All right, so let's close out the show with some shout-outs. Donnie, your shout-out, sir.
Give a shout-out to the listeners and a special shout-out to the Z-Man. Don't try to take my name for you either. Make it
trying to redeem yourself now, yeah. Donnie.
I said I was just jabbing. I'm always jabbing. The Z-Man for Ashley. And then another thing, too. Thanks, Z-Man, for actually paying attention and writing in about the card that you got. Well, that's even more great. So thank you. Tell your friends to do the same thing and tell your co-listeners to do the same thing.
Your co-listeners.
tell your friends to call in and thank us for the PSN cards they didn't redeem.
But thank you enough for listening to the show, even though you didn't be... You're not a sore loser for doing that. If you call in, even though you didn't win... You're not a sore loser, and thank you for not being a sore loser, co-listeners of Zavan. To you guys, thanks again, and yes, I will give you a warning for not Tuesdays of Whatever Talk Show, but the Tuesday after, two youths, Tricky and Alex, will be going on my new segment called Shots Fired. You listen to that episode to listen about what I give you shots fired on. You can pretty much
We're not allowed to defend ourselves with these shots?
No, because you don't even know what I'm about to say about the shots fired. But you're welcome to come on the show and defend yourself after you listen to the show. Or send a comment like Zavan did. Shout out to the Loot Crew for being runner-ups. I didn't even know that we won until we actually recorded today. I kind of figured that we won, but I wasn't sure.
how do you not know we won?
Dude,
the social media's lit up.
You're right, but I don't do the social media thing until late. You see that I'm always late on my comments on social media.
Well, that is true.
Okay. So, into the family for being patient with me. I must do some making up because I put them all in a room while I played the game throughout the month.
All right, yield your shout-out, sir.
I would like to give a shout-out to the Whoredom, the fans, for not only spreading the word that is Trophy Horrors, but for supporting us during the war. We know you weren't there on social medias, but we know you were there. Shout-out to the Four Horsemen for recording. It's always a pleasure recording every week. Shout-out to the Loot Crew for giving a valiant effort. Didn't a lot like Tricky has said, and all of us have said, we did not think that you guys would come with that much fear,
ferocity.
Yeah, thank you.
Ferocity.
We did. Yeah, we were kind of taken aback by it, but you know, we won.
was there ever any doubt, really? Though, I mean,
yes, it was doubt, Tricky. It was doubt.
You was were doubt. In full panic mode. Me? No, I'm just like, you know what? We're gonna win, and then. Even halfway through when it looked like we might not win, I was just like, eh, I'm bringing it. So if we don't win, I'm still a winner. Anyway, I'd like to give a shout-out to the newest members to my Platinum Guild, Mr. Zavon, Stargazer, Stink Palm, and Mind Cool Person. I'd also cool like to person. Give a shout-out. That's their name. I'd also like to give a shout-out. This is a long-time coming shout-out because I forgot to do it when it happened. To a Twitter handler by Cyber Thundra. He hit the 10,000 trophy mark on March 1st, and I meant to give him a shout-out, and I totally forgot until just now. So that's a congratulations there. That's quite a feat.
That's then, actually I Love Retro Gaming. He used to be a former staff member on Proven Gamer.
Ah. And then I would also like to give a shout-out to my wife for basically all my free time with the gaming this past month and for helping me as my guide looker on some of my platinum runs. And
your mini-map?
Basically my other mini-map. Yeah, I think that'll do it this month.
All right, Alex, your shout-out, sir.
As always, I want to thank the listeners for being awesome and just making some time for us every week. We appreciate you all very, very much because this show is for you guys, and without you all, we would not be where we are or not enjoy doing this quite as much. Give a shout-out to the Loot Crew. Remember the Loot? We've decided to do away with Remember the Poot. That name is no more because they put up a valiant effort. They had a strategy. They followed it, and they had a good chance of beating us, so they brought it to us, so Remember the Loot. We'll give you guys shout-outs, especially Daryl, who he got the most platinums. He got the most trophies on his teams. I think he got the most platinums and maybe the most trophies in the entire competition, so he brought it harder than anybody, so give a shout-out to Daryl. And more importantly, though, give a shout-out to Tricky, Donnie, Lucia, and Yield, where even though we gave Donnie a hard time, without Donnie and Lucia we would not have won that trophy war. So we needed it was a true team effort. We needed everybody's numbers, everybody's platinums, everybody's trophies, everyone's rares. So it took a true Trophy Horrors team effort to beat the Loot Crew. So shout out to the Team Trophy Horrors for winning the Great Trophy War. And never again. It was awful. It was great. It was good at points. It was awful. It's good to win, but it was terrible. I also want to give a shout out to Amy, Lakira, Christina, and the Goddess for letting us do this whole trophy war thing, and even the ladies of Remember the Loot. Quite frankly, it took a lot of our time and a lot of our effort, and it was a lot to do. So for them to support us and let us do that and have the fun that we did, I appreciate everyone who contributed to that.
The fun that we did.
Yeah. Last night, usually I cook dinner. I get home before Christina, so I take care of dinner and everything. But she said, she texted me the day before. It's like, I know this is the last day of the war. I will come home and take care of dinner. You just worry about, getting trophies. So I want to give a big shout out to Christina for fully supporting the team and, fully supporting our victory and, not just the show, but the trophy war in general. Thank you, sweetheart, for everything. And actually, going ahead and do a big announcement on the show. You may have seen this on Facebook, but we are going to be building a home that is likely to be done in September. So when the trophy wars come to visit Louisville, they'll always have a place to stay.
I am coming in September to Kentucky.
But hold on, do you have a license to house this many whores?
It's called a brothel.
I've got a louse. Yes, I've got a license to house three other.
Now
whores.
I gotta ask this, Alex. In this new home, is there going to be
Yes, there will be a man.
There's
cave.
Going to be a man cave
upstairs.
So I'm telling you right now, my gift to you as a housewarming gift, I am going to get a trophy horse plaque that you could put on the wall, and designate that the whore cave.
Do I get one?
No.
Nah.
I ain't in my new house yet. Why you gotta be like that?
Because you said you told me you weren't gonna have a man cave.
Well, I'll just make one so I can have a plaque.
All right, and I want to give a shout out first and foremost to our listeners. Obviously, without you guys, we like I said last 2 weeks ago on the show, we would not have made it to 250 episodes, let alone 251 and further on. So it is a blessing that you guys listen to us. You send us emails. When you do, the interaction I get, ironically, three people that joined Yield's Platinum Guild PlayStation 4 community, I know their names personally because they message me on Facebook all the time talking to me about the war. I do want to say anybody who thought we were going to lose the war, they can go suck it.
My bad, I just knew we was going to lose.
Everybody that knew we were going to win... was there ever really any doubt? I mean, there were people thinking the loot crew is going to come, but you know the whores are going to pull out. And technically, they did come hard, but
that's
we did pull it out.
Said.
So.
Wait, we got to end this right now.
there's so many borderline sexual innuendos going here. yes, but a shout out especially to the loot crew. They did bring it. I got a lot of respect for every member of their group, including Squat, who's not an official member of Remember the Loop, but is a super fan of them. So, congratulations to you guys. You guys did put up a good fight, but, you know, when you challenge the best, you end up like the rest. So, if there's nothing else, until next week, happy trophy hunting, and may the Swartz be with you.
Peace out.
Bling, bling, platinum, platinum king. Here comes the money.
You done made it to another one.
Replay.
Oh, download another one.
Continue your hoardom.
Or you can go and do a tricky man and
chop it.
However you do it. Just to forget the ray and leave a comment. And thanks again. Listen to the show. Now it's time for me to go. Peace out to another episode.